Meta check one, meta check two. Cool. Thank you. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Good evening, dear Sangha. Yeah, I just wanted to go ahead and give you all a news update on the Teacher's Village. The birds are still singing and partying from 3:30 to 5:30 outside mine Emiko's room. Yeah, and I'm just so appreciative of Bruni and Emiko's offering of metta. It's energized my practice, and I've been sending the birds metta and then also mudita last night. It hasn't stopped them from partying, and I've been able to fall asleep easier and faster. So, yeah, grateful for that. I missed the meeting when the teachers got together to go ahead and figure out who's doing what. I had a conflicting meeting. And then when I got the update that I was doing mudita, I was like, do you want a recovering serious person to do mudita? So. Yeah. Yeah. So just in surrendering there. And then the next thought I had was, I was just thinking about my mother. You know, my mother, I mentioned that my mother transitioned to the ancestral realm last year. And then my second thought was, I was thinking about her, you know, and I was feeling gratitude. I just feel like my mother, as an ancestor, works through the people around me. And it was like her way of saying, you know, I want you to be happy, son. You know? And so, like, even in the season of grief that has no timeline, it's like, okay, I want you to be happy, son. You know? So. So, mudita. Mudita is, in Pali, appreciative joy. And, you know, it's that feeling where, you know, you feel joy when you see other people happy. You know, I'm thinking about that joy of mudita. It's, you know, it's not about me. You know, there's a sense of selflessness there. And when I'm feeling mudita, I'm truly happy for another person's happiness. The Buddha taught that, you know, the far enemy of mudita is jealousy. And when I think about the culture that we live in, you know, this culture that we live in is oriented towards individualism and competition. And sometimes, I know it is true for me, sometimes when, you know, people are experiencing happiness or experiencing success and good fortune, jealousy can arise. So, you know, jealousy is the polar opposite of mudita, and mudita is an antidote to jealousy. You know, there's also a near enemy that's not so obvious. You know, this near enemy that the Buddha taught about, exhilaration. So on the outside, joy, it could look like joy on the outside, on the surface, but inside, there's a quality of self-centeredness, of pleasure-seeking. I like the example that Gulu shared with me while we were walking up here yesterday. It's the example of a parent celebrating a child's success, but it's really about them. I just remember, you know, being valedictorian in eighth grade, and I was like my dad's trophy, you know. So, yeah, I was feeling that, Lulu. Yeah, I was thinking about my dad. You know, when I think about mudita, you know, metta is the base and the foundation of the Brahma Viharas. So when metta meets pain and suffering, like Booker just described so beautifully, it transforms and unfolds into compassion, right? You know, this feeling of not only turning towards pain and suffering, but also responding. And I love the way that, you know, Booker was so present to, you know, how tired the collective body and hearts were, and then the response, the collective compassionate response was collective rest yesterday. That was just so, I needed that, it was so luscious. And, you know, when I think about metta meeting things that are going well, you know, when metta's meeting the happiness of others, it turns into mudita, you know. This joy that I'm talking about, where we're really happy for other people's happiness. I'm going to share a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh. Thich Nhat Hanh says, "The first element of true love is loving kindness. The essence of loving kindness is being able to offer happiness. You can be the sunshine for another person. And you can't offer happiness until you have it for yourself. So build a home inside by accepting yourself and learning to love and heal yourself. Learn how to practice mindfulness in such a way that you can create moments of happiness and joy for your own nourishment. And then you have something to offer the other person." I just find that so simple, and then also sometimes so challenging. You know, it's hard to feel mudita for another person when we can't cultivate and have that happiness for ourselves. And metta and gratitude are some of those important ways that we can go ahead and cultivate that. You know, when I think about gratitude, it's appreciating the goodness and wholesome things in our lives. You know, just going ahead and practicing metta, practicing gratitude to develop and deepen our practice of mudita. Some examples of mudita, I was thinking about this past week. Even though I'm a retreat, my coworker is calling me, texting me, and she was just blowing up my phone with a lot of hyped up emojis. And you know, I invited her and her husband to a party about a few years ago, and it's just been beautiful to go ahead and, you know, witness their love journey. And she texts me saying that she's pregnant. And that just brought me so much happiness, you know. I'll take that text while I'm on retreat. And then the other night, I think it was two nights ago, we made an announcement that the disabled, neurodiverse, chronically ill affinity group would be changing location to the CMC, and I was sitting right up here. And then when we announced those news, I just saw lots of happy twinkling fingers like up in the air. And I was just like, ah, oh, yeah, feeling just the wave of like feeling that happiness for y'all. And then walking down the hall, down the path to the dining hall, for dinner time. Booker was really happy about tortillas, beans, rice, and salsa. And I was just like, oh, I felt mudita for her. It could be about just being happy for, your bestie getting a promotion for their job. Celebrating a marriage for your dear friend and at their wedding and just super happy for them. And then also maybe you're at the park and you're finding delight in a dog playing ball with their beloved. It's just watching a baby take its first few steps, and they're just like ecstatic. Yeah. So I just want to go ahead and invite us just to take a moment to just visualize with your eyes closed or halfway closed, just taking a moment to just think about a time when you were really happy for someone else's happiness. Who was it? Just bring them to mind and heart. Who was that person? And where were you? Outside, inside. And why were you happy for them? And what does happiness for their happiness feel like in your body? Where does that kind of happiness live? Just noticing how the mind feels. Noticing how the heart feels. Noticing how the spirit feels. So really connecting to that quality of happiness and the body, mind, heart, spirit. And, and just for fun, if you can go ahead and make a shape with your body that expresses and reflects that happiness, what would that be? Just go ahead. You can look around too if you want to just show your friends what that happiness looks like. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thank you. And when I'm thinking about mudita, I'm in recovery, 18 years of recovery, and we have this, thank you. It's like, I don't know if I, and that's mudita's part of my path of recovery. You can't feel joy without being on this path. And, we have this saying in recovery, a joy shared is a joy doubled, and a fear shared is a fear halved. So, when we're sharing our joy, that joy, it's actually increasing the happiness of whoever is receiving that. And it's also increasing the happiness of the person who's giving it. That joy can be doubled, tripled, quadrupled. That's powerful. And when I think about mudita, some of us live and work in harsh conditions. And what would be possible if we cultivate this mudita, what would be possible in the way we showed up to those harsh conditions, that we can have this despite external circumstances. And the thing that comes to mind is, when there was a lockdown, early lockdown, COVID, 2020, those first 6 months, You know, my mom was in an assisted living home in East Oakland across the bay. And, you know, there were COVID breakouts through the assisted living buildings. And, you know, there was this one time there was like a 40-person COVID breakout, you know. And so much fear. And at the same time, my mom was doing so well. She was doing so well. And my mudita practice at that time was, may mom's happiness and good fortune continue, may it increase. May mom's good fortune, may mom's happiness and good fortune continue, may it increase. May mom's happiness and good fortune continue, may it increase. You know. And it just had a very refreshing, renewing, uplifting effect on this body, this heart, this mind, this spirit, in a time that was stressful and traumatic for everyone. Yeah, just really, yeah, just took me back to that time right now for a moment. Yeah. Now, this came to mind. I was just thinking about Guru's talk yesterday about how his friends really use anger as an agency for social justice. And I was just thinking about the movement building spaces that I'm in on a regular basis, you know, just what would be possible if we had mudita as an agency for long-term social justice and transformation. You know, that warms my heart, just the possibility of that. Just want to go ahead and share some words from Buddhaghosa, who's a 5th century Indian Theravada Buddhist philosopher. He talks about the benefits of mudita. When this meditator develops the mind deliverance of unselfish joy, mudita, they obtain these advantages. They sleep in comfort. They wake in comfort. They dream no evil dreams, and they are dear to human beings. They are dear to non-human beings, and the deities guard them. Fire and poison and weapons do not affect them. Their mind is easily concentrated. The expression of their face is serene, and they die unconfused. So I just want to go ahead and invite us into a practice of mudita. And similar to what Booker invited us into yesterday, you know, going ahead and taking a restful posture in any way that feels good, that could be lying down, sitting, and just making sure that the feet are not pointed towards the Buddha, please. So just going ahead and connecting with the earth element within us and allowing us to let the earth embrace the earth in you. Earth embracing earth. It's inviting us to connect with gratitude feeling the gratitude of this practice and cultivating a mind of stillness one moment at a time. Just feeling the goodness of this moment. Feeling into the aliveness of this moment. May gratitude grow moment to moment. I'd like to invite all of us to bring a benefactor into our awareness. And this benefactor could be a mentor, a teacher, an elder. The very thought of this person lights you up. You have so much appreciation for them. You might bring to mind the way they smile when they're happy. There might be a particular look in their eye. I invite you to offer these phrases to them. And feel free to recreate them in a way that is most meaningful for you. May you be happy. May your happiness continue. May you appreciate your happiness. I am joyous for your happiness. May you be happy. May your happiness continue. May you appreciate your happiness. I'm joyous for your happiness. Expanding our awareness to include our Sangha here together in this hall. Everyone that is here practicing together with you. Feeling them all around you. You have so much appreciation for our Sangha. May we be happy. May our happiness continue. May I appreciate our happiness. I am joyous for us. May we be happy. May our happiness continue. May I appreciate our happiness. I am joyous for us. The mudita you have for your benefactor and the mudita that you have for our Sangha is now the same mudita your benefactor and Sangha are giving to you. Imagining your benefactor at your side and imagining the Sangha encircling you, with you at the center. They tell you, your benefactor, your Sangha, tell you, may you be happy. May your happiness continue. May you appreciate your happiness. We are joyous for you. And just taking a few moments to stay in this place and space of the mudita you've received from your benefactor and Sangha. Just taking notice of how that feels in your body. Your heart. Mind and spirit. Now I'm inviting you to take this mudita you've received from your benefactor and Sangha and give it to yourself. Placing one hand on the heart and one hand on the belly, if that feels good for you. May I be happy. May my happiness continue. May I appreciate my happiness. I am joyous. For my happiness. May I be happy. May my happiness continue. May I appreciate my happiness. I am joyous for my happiness. Just an invitation to go ahead and continue practicing on your own for some time. may mudita spread throughout the body, moment to moment, in all directions. May this joy increase moment to moment. Feeling into the fullness of our life, moment to moment. May the efforts of our practice grow. The intentions of joy and the wisdom of an open heart, moment to moment, no matter the circumstances, may we be filled with joyful awareness, meeting each moment as it is. May our happiness increase as we meet each moment as it is. May happiness move through us, regardless of the circumstances, through the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows. And we cultivate this heart moment to moment. May it be so. Just going ahead and taking your sweet time. There's no rush to get anywhere. Just noticing what the body needs. You can stay still. Get some water. Start walking practice. Thank you, dear Sangha.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.